This is SB Nation Radio. Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Today's episode of Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Enigma Fishing. Cast, catch, repeat. And visit Anderson.com, South Carolina's bright spot and home to beautiful Lake Hartwell. And by the Bass Angler Sportsman Society, home for the greatest professional fishermen in the world and the Super Bowl of bass fishing, the Bassmaster Classic. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the BassPro.com Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, the High School National Championship, the College National Championship, and the College Bracket Event, leading to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are, and for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. Well, on today's episode of Bassmaster Radio, a couple of elite pros make their first visit. Louisianan Quentin Capo, a rookie on the tour and a guy with an interesting path to the elites, is in the leadoff role. And in the cleanup spot, Hunter Shryock joins us right from the water as he pre-fishes Cayuga Lake in New York prior to the cutoff. Of course, Shryock is also involved in our huge Bassmaster sweepstakes as well. And soon, someone will win a trip with Hunter, plus a Phoenix bass boat and a boatload of prizes. Now, in the middle of those two guys, Mike McGinnis from JM Associates, the production arm of Bassmaster, will join us. Bassmaster Live was awarded the prestigious Silver Telly Award for its coverage of the 2018 Texas Fest. To be honest, this season's coverage was even better, so there may be more awards in the coming. Another JM product, Mark Zona's Awesome Fishing Show, won a Golden Moose Award from the Outdoor Channel in the Best of MyOutdoorTV.com category. And finally, Dave Mercer won two Golden Moose Awards as well for his Facts of Fishing Show, taking home the Best Freshwater Fishing Show and the Fan Favorite Best Catch Awards. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board as we pull this show away from the dock. It's a Meet the Elites and congrats to Bassmaster Live edition of Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. And now time for a Meet the Elites segment of the show. And you know what? It was SEC kickoff this past... They used to call it SEC Media Days. It was SEC kickoff this past week. And, you know, why don't we stay in the SEC a little bit and with a guy that is an LSU grad. He is purple and gold through and through, that's for sure. And he's from Prairie View, Louisiana, which is right outside of Red Stick, as we like to call it, or Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It's Quentin Capo. Quentin, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and joining us here in your rookie year on the Elite Tour. But, you know, you're a guy that's involved in a lot of things. You own a restaurant, you're into the gym business and real estate and all this kind of stuff. How is that impacting your fishing? Because I know the season hasn't been going to this point the way you'd want it to go.
Well, it's, you know, it's a lot when you get home. I can't really stay on the water and continue to work on my skills and get better after the events are over. I've got to get back to the house, get back to the wife, the kid, check on all the businesses, which she runs all of them immaculately. I have to give her 100% credit for that. Without her, I cannot, you know, go on the road and do what I need to do with you guys and try to better myself every day. You know, I still have to come home, but she does take care of everything. And that's kind of how I've been handling it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Do you see a time where you feel like you have to start being able to put even more time into the tour just based on how competitive it is?
Well, I do. I agree with that 100%. I think that coming in my rookie year and taking the points that I have, and it's not been the best start, but I think if you look past just the points, it's been a very good start in my eyes due to the fact that I don't have any of these scenarios back at home to fish. I never grew up on lakes with rocky points and clear water and deep water and real creek channels and creek swings and things that you can see on a low-rance map. The only thing we have is a paddle, a stick in the water, see how deep it is. That's all that's needed, right? So, I mean, coming from that background and going fish all these big events with the best 75 in the world in my eyes, it's, you know, I think I've done, you know, pretty well. Go in day one, not really do so good, adjust day two, go maybe have a top 15 bag. You know, that to me, that's progress. And that's something that I can move forward to the next season and use and get better and better and better.
Yeah, and progress as well during this season with your 35th place finish at Gunnersville, and now you guys head north. You're gonna, you know, you go to a couple of places that are vastly different, even though they're in the same state. Certainly, the St. Lawrence River, a different animal than Cayuga Lake. But how do you feel about fishing that kind of water, especially at the St. Lawrence for those brownfish?
Oh, I don't even know what really to expect. I'm just going to get there like I've been doing and get after it, see what's what, run through my little deals and see what I can do. I'm super excited about going for the first time in my life. I've never caught a smallmouth, so this ought to be interesting.
Wow.
I don't know whether to bring Snoopy poles or Fitzgerald rod spin gear to do this, but I'm going to figure it out one way or the other.
Yeah, no, those Fitzgerald rods will be tested well on those smallmouth up there because, well, you know how it is going to be. You look at the numbers that, you know, there's not going to be, you know, 7 and 8 pound fish, but everybody's catching 5 pound fish. It seems like if you don't have 20, 22, 23 pounds, you know, you're going to fall off the leaderboard in a hurry there.
That's right. I've been really talking to a lot of the veterans on tour, and they said, hey, look, it's not going to be a problem of finding fish. It's going to be, can you find that wad of 5 to 6 pounders that carries the load to the next few days.
Yeah. Back in 2016, you had an excellent event in the Central Open at the Red River. Is that the kind of fishing that you like to do most? I mean, you finished third in that event there. Is that, I know that's not too far for you right there up in Shreveport in Bossier City, but is that the kind of fishing that you would describe as your thing?
That's definitely my thing. You know, finding key stretches, finding key targets, one that's visible by eyesight. You know, we're not used to fishing deep water. Most targets I've fished this whole year, you know, I'm blind casting to them, relying on my low rance electronics just to you know, make sure that I'm pinpointing on that exact object. Growing up, we have trees. You can see them with your eyes. You know, you don't miss the cast. You can see the water currents and the trash pileups and the log jams going into currents. So, you know, in the curves, I mean, so you know kind of where the high percentage areas are. So when I went to Red River and Arkansas River and places like that, you know, I could see it with my own eyes and go, okay, look, that looks like home, and I know what to do with this.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Quentin Campo with us here as we learn a little bit more about him. Now, you're known – I mean, you're a big guy, right? I mean, you're a guy that you're yoked
so
up. Yeah, they – no, I mean, you just got to take one look at you and you say, well, you went to LSU. You must have played ball there. But you didn't. But tell us about your athletic career other than, you know, weightlifting and bodybuilding and that type of thing. What kind of a high school athlete were you?
I played a lot of baseball growing up. I was actually really, really short. Short and pudgy, and never really had the size to play football. But I was a very, very avid baseball player, and I did that, and went to high school doing it, and then ended up doing some competitive softball across the country, and then later on, I got into the firefighting career, and that's kind of when I put on all my size and my strength. Was when I went into the firefighting career, and I did pretty well in that as well until I started doing all the entrepreneur stuff.
Is it, you know, talk about where the bass fishing came into this. Is this something that you did since you were barefoot carrying a pole down to the river, or is this something that also developed a little bit later for you?
No, I mean, I've bass fished my whole life with my father. Never really got into the competitive edge until, you know, 2016, 2015, that area when I got introduced to, hey, you know, there's actually, you can put money on the line and catch these things. I've always just fished with my father for fun, you know, see how many we can go catch. So it's been quite the humbling experience going from zero to hero, so to speak, so fast. You know, it's everything I'm doing is so fast tracked, and I'm trying to adjust and handle it, and I feel like I'm handling it pretty well.
Yeah. It's great to have a company like Strike King behind you as well, I would imagine, because it's one-stop shopping for so many different things. And I know for me, I tend to reach for a Rage Craw just about every time I can. They just such a great soft plastic lure to use in so many different ways, as a trailer or as a creature bait, just flipping it, you know, whatever it is that you want to do. But, you know, Strike King, they just seem to have everything covered, you know, from soup to nuts.
Well, that's exactly right. And it's not only it's just a one-stop shop, but it's a one-stop shop with the best quality on the market. You can pull all their hard baits out right out of the package, tie them on, make cast after cast after cast, and they're going to run true. That goes for the buzz bait, that goes for the crank bait, that goes for all the plastics. The plastics have tons of action in that Rage line, and we are super excited that we actually are bringing in some more Rage items this year, introduced in 2020. The ICAST was a great show. We had a lot of success. A lot of people loved it. And we got some other cool things coming out, I'm sure, in the future.
Yeah.
Strike King's just one of those companies that just keep on producing.
And you're running a Fitzgerald rods and reels. Is that right? I didn't know Fitzgerald had a reel line.
Rods and reels. We just came out with a dual braking system on our reel. It's awesome. It's got a comfort handle, low profile. I mean, once I put that reel in my hand, it just matches that rod super well, and I'm super comfortable, and that's not even a factor, you know, in my game plan. I know my equipment. I know everything I've got works, and then I can't be any more happy with the people that trust me with their name.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Quentin Capo, our guest from just outside of Baton Rouge, an LSU alum and certainly an LSU fan. And Quentin Capo finishes top five in the Bassmaster Classic at Gunnersville, or LSU wins the SEC championship. I can only give you one. You know, which one is it, man?
I had to say, me wearing a purple and gold jersey crossing the stage, coming in fifth place at the Classic.
You'll do that, won't you? You'll do that. If you make the final day of the Classic, you'll be rocking that purple and gold, right?
There may be a few flags flying that day.
Good stuff. And a lot of support from your family as well down there as well. And like you say, you couldn't do it, I suppose, without your wife and the businesses and having her back there. And that's key, isn't it, having that support system back at home?
That's super key, man. That's one stress factor that I do not have to worry about. And getting her support is having everybody's support.
Good stuff. Quentin Capo has been our guest in our Meet the Elites segment of the show. Quentin, I appreciate you. Good luck up north. And, you know, all the winners, come on, Bassmaster Radio. So hopefully we'll be talking to you again in a Winner's Circle segment.
I'd love to do it. I appreciate you having me on.
All right. Thank you. Quentin Capo, our guest there. What a great job and a great young man that guy is. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back with more Bassmaster Radio next right here on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio, on the Bassmaster Radio Network. And as I said in the open, the production arm of Bass is JM Associates, of course. And joining us now, Mike McGinnis, who is the video head of JM Associates, and he joins us on the show. Mike, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Well, thank you for having me. I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you. How's Dad doing, by the way? I haven't talked to him since the Classic. How's he
Pop
doing?
Pop is doing good. In fact, he called me last night. He is in Wyoming trout fishing. And he went to meet some friends of his, and just so happened to be fishing there along with them was Henry Winkler. So he spent the last 3 or 4 days of trout fishing with Henry Winkler, and they've sort of hit it off and become quick friends and are having a big time out there. So that's pretty neat.
Jerry and the Fonz. It sounds like
Jerry
another
and the Fonz.
it's I don't know who's that's cooler, great. Jerry or the Fonz, but and he's without cameras. Huh? I mean, there are no cameras.
No
anywhere.
Cameras. Absolutely. I think he's got a little phone or two to take some Facebook pics, yeah. But that's about it. That's the best way to go fishing is without a camera.
Without a camera. Well, that is tremendous. Well, you guys certainly have done a tremendous job with cameras, and you've won the prestigious Silver Telly Award for the live streaming coverage of the 2018 Texas Fest and in the online general live events category. Pretty big honor, and it just kind of goes to all the work that everybody has done in something that was just invented basically 4 or 5 years ago, and, yep. And now you're winning awards for it.
It's pretty neat. And silver is the top win for the tellies, which, you know, you might think, well, there's something higher. Nope, that's the cream of the crop. So it's pretty special that we've gotten this award. And you're right, we did the very first live bass fishing event was the Bassmaster Classic in 2015. So it's brand new. It's a new game for everybody, but it's certainly changed our world.
And this isn't in the category of sports coverage, right? I mean, there were 12,000 entries for this, and it included like streams of Broadway plays and Opryland productions, yep, and all that kind of stuff. So this was
my favorite part is that we beat out the 45th Daytime Emmy Awards. So how about that? We're better than the soap operas that are putting on a show live during the day.
Well, and sometimes, you know, the live coverage becomes a soap opera. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, I said in the open that this award is for the 2018 Texas Fest. But to be quite honest, that 2019 Texas Fest at Lake Fork, the coverage there was spectacular. And if they give you an award for 2018, they're going to have to give you another one for 2019. That was incredible.
We'll definitely be entering for that, too. And you know, I want to say this award goes to it's a large group of people working on this, but it starts with the dozen or so camera guys out there on the water. You know what it's like to be out there, and it's sometimes the weather's not great, sometimes it's rough and rainy and windy, and those guys are plugging for us 100% of the time. So it starts with those guys, and then it's a huge team here in Little Rock that pulls that off.
You know, and this year has been incredible as well. Mike McGinnis joining us from JM Associates, and of course, producing Bassmaster Live each and every week. And then, of course, the shows that are on ESPN2, we'll get to that, the wrap up shows. But the coverage on Bassmaster Live has been so incredible. And that video footage from Gunnersville of Chris Zeldane minutes after live went off. I mean, what a great job by that cameraman. And that was just such a captivating video that we were able to at least see and was utilized in the wrap up show on ESPN2 and was fascinating.
Yeah, you know, we're in the truck and we're going offline at 3 p.m. The show is over, which was 15 minutes before check-in for the bass anglers. And we're counting down and we're watching. Of course, we've been watching Zeldane all day, and he's just been doing pretty bad, you know. had a pretty good shot at winning and had a really rough day. And, I mean, the second we went to black and the show was over, he caught that first of three, I believe it was. And we're in the truck. I wish we had a camera on us in the truck. We were like, should we turn the spigot back on? Should we go back live? And we didn't. And we sat there and watched that thing happen live. And he of course made it in with 30 seconds to go for check-in. He actually could have stayed and been late and caught another 5-pounder, and the penalty would not have cost him the win.
Wow.
if he could have gambled on that. But we had there were 20 of us in the truck and in the studio watching that happen, and it was just fantastic. And the first thing we said was, clip that off and get it on Facebook now, which is what we did. And so a lot of people pretty quickly got to see what happened there. And how close that really was. And then the weigh-in happened, which was kind of a crazy weather weigh-in. But, I mean, he loses by 6 ounces. That's how close he was to winning that thing.
No, yeah, the storm that blew through, I think I tweeted right after it, you know, big stage, big bass, big storm is what happened there.
Unusual.
No, it was unusual. There's no doubt about it. But let's talk a little bit, too. I was fearful that so many people turning into Bassmaster Live and the Facebook and everything else where we see it all right away, that maybe that would impact the wrap-up shows, the Bassmasters TV show, which airs on ESPN2. But lo and behold, now you're breaking all kinds of records in viewership with the Bassmasters TV show on ESPN2 as well, which is, in a way, kind of surprising because we know now more than we've ever known before about the tournament.
I've always thought that the viewers that watch on ESPN are either the same and they have to watch it again and have to watch the recap, or they're a little bit different viewer, which I believe is more of. And so, you know, they're not getting to see the live the way, you know, our big numbers are seeing them that way. So, and then add to that is we've been working with ESPN, of course, for many years. And I know that when we can get air times in 10, 11 a.m. up to 12 p.m., we're going to get more viewers. That's just naturally happens. And so ESPN that worked with us this year, and that's going to be an ongoing thing, and it's really helped with getting us in a lot in front of a lot more people. So, man, what a year we're having just in every direction.
Yeah, and that has been a big part of it. So many new faces on the Bassmaster Elite Tour, yep. and we're finding new stars. I mean, that's yep. the thing that we're seeing. I mean, I love seeing Chad Pipkin on there. We love seeing Chris Zeldane when he's on there. Some of the other guys that have given great moments, and it is amazing how it's like sticking your finger in a glass of water. You know, nature abhors a vacuum. And these guys here are putting on a great show.
Oh, man. And, you look at, compare the weights and events from past. Oh, they're as good or better. These guys are fantastic. And I'll tell you, I'm pointed towards the Classic in Birmingham next year. And when those fresh, young, exciting guys come driving into the arena, I think that's just going to be a special moment. And, it's been our job to expose them to the people, and they are stars. We just have to show it to everybody.
There's no doubt about it. Now, you also produced the Mark Zona show, the Zona's Awesome Fishing Show.
Yep.
That also won an award, a Golden Moose Award from the Outdoor Channel for his show. And, Mark, I think it's the best show. I love Dave Mercer's show as well, but I think Zona's show is the best show on TV. And they won an award, which is another feather in the cap for Jenna.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. We got a group here that's been working on that. We've been working on that with him for, gosh, I don't know how many years, 8, 10 years. And everybody who's in the fishing industry knows Zona, and he is the best. You're right. We love Dave Mercer. I mean, to have both Dave Mercer and Zona connected with Bassmasters, man, there's nothing better than that.
Yeah. Now, did Tommy Sanders have to get approval from you guys to grow that goatee? Because I saw that and I had a double take. I'm like, what's Tommy got on his face there? Did he have
happened is he and I and my dad, Jerry, went to, and my brother, went to Canada. Gosh, this was a month and a half, two months ago. And 3 or 4 days off the grid, no cameras. And that's where you stop shaving for a few days. And when he came home, he shaved, but he left the goatee, and it's been there ever since. So
it was funny. I actually was texting him during that time, and he's usually very, very prompt to get back. And it was like 4 days later, he texted me back. Oh, I'm so sorry. I've been in Canada. We're off the grid and everything else.
Yeah.
So I know that trip for sure. Mike McGinnis with us here talking about some of the production things that have been going on at JM Associates, which is the production arm, the video production arm of Bassmaster. But it's not the only thing that you guys do. You've got cameras with Les Miles, and you're doing an 18-week series as Les Miles tries to rebuild the Kansas football program. That's another thing that you guys will be doing. You've done the one in Minnesota with P.J. Fleck, and you've done the one on the Alabama Crimson Tide, and this is going to be a really exciting thing because Les Miles is a tremendous character as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a partner in Northwest Arkansas, Bo Mattingly, and his production company, Sport and Story, and we've been for the last 4 or 5 years just dipping our toe into this college football thing, and he has incredible access.
Oh yeah,
and of course, the AD Jeff Long moved to Kansas last year, and we got in on the ground floor. We actually had cameras on Les Miles and Jeff Long before he even called to hire him, and we had this crazy, unprecedented access of that whole hiring process happening while we've got cameras there. So there's 4 episodes of that whole process that are going to drop in August. And then we're going to be following Les throughout the season. Every week there'll be an episode that drops midweek prior to the next game. And we'll get to see what he's doing. I mean, Kansas is not a football school. They've won 2 or 3 games a year for the past 10 years. And so he's got his hands full, and what a character he is. So that's going to be fun.
To
watch.
It's going to be great. A kind of a Hard Knocks with the Kansas football program.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
Les Miles. Good stuff. Well, again, congrats on the award. We appreciate what you.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio, on the Bassmaster Radio Network. And now joined by a guy that, well, you have a chance to fish with him. All right? We've been telling you all summer long about the contest, the sweepstakes, to fish with Hunter Shryock. And lo and behold, Hunter Shryock joins us now here on Bassmaster Radio. Hunter, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me on here. Really appreciate it. And, yeah, excited about the giveaway.
Yeah.
Get to go fishing with... We don't know where yet. That's been the big question. And I think we both talked. We don't know where. So whether that's going to be up to me or Bass, but, you know, maybe Lake Erie. Someplace that we catch a bunch of fish, I think, would be cool.
Well, that's the thing, is that you really don't know. I mean, it's not like we're making this up. Really don't know where this is going to be yet, but it is a really cool thing. And a lot of sponsors stepping up, of course, to make this a great thing, including Field & Stream, which is going to hook them up with a $500 gift certificate and, of course, an opportunity to win a boat as well. I mean, it is really a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer to, you know, you can sign up every day, once a day, and, you know, that puts you in the drawing to win a trip with me. And not only that, but win a boat, motor, the whole package, and a list of everything from all my sponsors. So pretty cool deal.
Yeah, including Abu Garcia and Berkeley, of course. And, boy, I would imagine, and now that you're making that swing north, boy, that Berkeley Max Scent, the General, you might have one or two or eight bags of those on the deck when you're fishing at the St. Lawrence River, I would suppose.
You're not supposed to say that yet, Tom. I think the cat's out of the bag on that. They exploited it pretty well last year between everybody. I mean, there were so many guys. I had guys hit me up for Max Scent for that event and events after that. But, yeah, it's some special stuff on smallmouth, that's for sure.
I tell you what, I saw it the first time or became aware of it the first time a couple of years ago at Toho at the Eastern Open. I was fishing in that event, and Bobby Lane was fishing it. We were all fishing the same stuff, doing pretty much the same thing, and Bobby Lane came in with 30 pounds on day one. And all he could rave about was that you know, Max Scent the General. It's just if it's next to something else, they're gonna bite that.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen it too many times where I've been in groups and crowds, and I be catching them, and others not be. And then you know, even just like putting it on the as a trailer, or you actually will reel like a chatterbait or a spinnerbait or something in with the Max Scent trailer, and you'll see bluegill sitting there trying to eat the tail itself. And I'm like, you know what? There's probably something to that. If they want to eat it and you got bluegill going to it, you know, pretty basic for a bass to want to go after it as well.
Yeah, Hunter Shryock with us here talking a little bit about how things are going this season. Now, we talked earlier to Quentin Capo, and this week was college football media days all over the country. So we went to SEC country with him, and he, you know, he's all ate up with LSU. There's no doubt about it. He went to LSU. He looks like he could have played at LSU, but he didn't play football there. He actually was a baseball player in his high school days. But you're in a part of the Big Ten country that's all Ohio State deal there, right? I mean, you've got to be a big horseshoe guy up there.
Absolutely, yeah. Big Ohio State fan. Didn't go to Ohio State, but you know, if you're born and raised in Ohio, you're like pretty much born with that spoon in your mouth that you got to be an Ohio State fan. But you know, it's a good team to get behind, and they've had some great success here in the past. Well, they kind of always have. So yeah. Pretty cool deal, though.
Yeah, well, a little nervousness this year with the new coach in place, and got the big one up at Michigan this year, and everybody's predicting Michigan. So, you know, but I tell you what, you could have a little thing where you could have the fishermen. There's great fishermen from Ohio, great fishermen from Michigan, the state of Michigan. You could have a little tournament between those two guys and be just as competitive as the Ohio State-Michigan game, I think.
Yeah, that would be pretty fun, actually.
Wouldn't that be a good idea?
Could you imagine the trap?
Yeah.
But you know, the talk that would happen.
But the Alabama and Tennessee guys would be, the Louisiana and Texas guys, they'd probably want a little piece of that, too. I've always thought it would be kind of neat to do something on the Elite Series, kind of almost Ryder Cup-ish, where, you know, you took, you know, a pair of guys from Texas, a pair of guys from Alabama, Tennessee, Ohio, Michigan, and just get the, you know, qualify them, the highest ranking pair from each of those places, and have them fish a stepladder format almost against each other, like a Ryder Cup for fishing. What do you think of that idea? I think it's a good idea.
That is a good idea. That's pretty cool. And not only that, but we already have the college anglers, you know, going up against each other at these big events. And you know that there's some rivalries there, and it goes back to the same thing against the football and basketball and stuff like that. And now you got it in fishing. So I'm sure those guys got some trash talk going on as well.
Capo says that he's going to wear, if he makes the Classic and it makes the final day of the Classic, he's coming to the weigh-in with an LSU jersey on. So I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's how fired up he is about. So I don't know if you'll be wearing any Ohio State gear or anything. Maybe you could get sponsorship from the Buckeyes. That would be kind of a neat non-endemic sponsor, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We get the wild Buckeye guy that has a face paint on and everything else. I don't know if Tripp would like that very much, but I'm sure Dave would. Mercer would like it.
Yeah, Mercer would love it. There's no doubt about it. Hunter Shryak with us now. If the sweepstakes, let's say they say okay to. Got a winner, and the dude wants to go out, and it's a Saturday Ohio State Penn State game. Are you going to be like, no, I don't think so. I think we got to fish on Wednesday or something like that. I'm not fishing for an Ohio State game.
I probably would still do it, but it would be in the back of my mind just for that fact. But you know, it's crazy. Like, we get so busy during the season and also at the end of the year when people think, like, oh, well, you just got this break, and we end up getting wrapped up and everything. And I try to watch as much football as I can, but I'm still end up catching the highlights on, like, Twitter or something.
Right.
So, you know, I'm probably not as diehard as Capo is, for sure.
No.
It sounds like he's pretty legit on it.
He's legit. I said it was at SEC Media Days during the week, and he just went off. Before we did the interview, he just went off for about 5 minutes, giving me all the breakdown of, you know, the left guard and what he needs to do to be better in his footwork. And, I mean, yeah, Quentin Capo knows, you know, he knows a little bit about that LSU football. That is for sure. Hunter Shryak.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he had it all covered. Let's talk a little bit about your season. It's been kind of a weird deal for you, because you come out of the gates with a 33 at the St. John's River, then a 27 in Gwinnett, and then you take a hit at Hartwell, but then you climb right back up the list again, 25th at Winya Bay, 27th at Texas Fest, and you're kind of moving up that list, and then boom, you know, Gunnersville comes and it knocks you back down. You're hanging on right now. You're inside the top 40 for the Classic, but it's been a little bit of a weird year for you, it seems like, with some real consistent finishes and then a couple of bombs, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's different this year, so to speak, just with the 75 anglers, right? So the points are tighter, and you have a really good tournament, and you could slide up a bunch of places. And so to speak, with a bad tournament, you also fall down so many places because the points are so tight. But when people ask me how the year's doing, in my mind, I feel like it's a decent year. Especially compared to last year being my rookie season on the Elite Series. This year, I feel like I've kind of found my groove, but those two, like a 59th and a 60th, just really, really killed me on those other just, you know, check finishes is what I like to call them. Just being inside that check line, getting a check, but nothing special. We had a good tournament at Winya where, you know, we was like in second after day one, dropped back, and that deal kind of fell away from me. But looking to the end of the year here, we got Cayuga, we got St. Lawrence River, and then bouncing over to Oklahoma. Those three tournaments I actually feel pretty confident about, so looking forward to, you know, hopefully getting you know, obviously we all want to win.
Yeah,
that would be great to get a win. And but you know, a top 10 finish would go such a long ways in this point. And if I could get a top 10 and two checks, I feel like, you know, I did my job to qualify for the Classic, which ultimately at the end of the year, that's what we're all shooting for, is to make that Classic. So, you know, like I said, we're out on Cayuga right now. I'm actually sitting here flipping while we're talking.
Yeah.
Pre-fishing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's been a good year, though. I really like what Bass has done. I like it's so awesome to be out on the water, on a big body of water with 75 guys. I can't tell you how many times I've been out practicing and haven't seen a boat in like hours. Mm. And I almost get nervous. Like, is this practice?
Right.
So it's really, really cool because it really opens up the lake. It, you know, less pressure and lets us anglers kind of, you know, do what we want to do more so. So, you know, just tightening up the belt a little bit, go fishing, the things that I like to do, the two tournaments that I had that I did poorly, Both things that, you know, at the end of the day, you're like, why would I do that? You know what I mean? It's a learning process every time. But sticking with what you're comfortable with doing at the end of the day, even at places that you haven't had a lot of experience with, is always going to, you know, do better for you. And I just keep learning that lesson over and over, and hopefully before long I don't have to.
I hear you. And I grew up in the upstate New York in the Finger Lakes. I probably fished more on Cayuga Lake than anywhere else in terms of my formative years of learning how to bass fish. It's such a wonderful body of water. And we used to go up and fish tournaments back in the Red Man tournament days. We used to fish tournaments on the St. Lawrence River. And back in the day, and I'm talking about the late 80s into the early 90s, if you had 15 pounds a day, you were cashing. You had a pretty good tournament if you had 15 pounds a day back then in the 90s. And people always talk about the good old days. But anymore now at the St. Lawrence River, I mean, you got to have a 20-pound bag just to hang around the next day.
Yes, yes. Speaking of that exact scenario, I had 20 and a half pounds last year, and I was in 48th place after day one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's the college kids went up there. They had 83 20-pound bags on day one, and with the college kids, 83 20-pound bags.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, and I don't expect anything less this year. We do got the high water that they're dealing with. I think everywhere in the Northeast is pretty much dealing with right now. Whether or not we can get through the lock system, that's kind of been a big deal. But regardless, that place has got them, and it's going to be fun. I mean, you know, we was there the same time last year, so it will be just as much, if not more, due to less boats being out there.
Yeah.
To win that event this year.
Yeah, it'll be the same time next year, too, because Bass did that three-year deal with the St. Lawrence and Waddington, and I think that's a really, really cool thing. All right, in our final minute, full disclosure now, Bassmaster Radio, the home of Bassmaster Radio, is Winchester, Tennessee. I can walk to the Phoenix plant from the studio pretty much, and you got to be pretty happy that you're running that Phoenix boat when you get up there because of the big water in the St. Lawrence, Cayuga, you know, in the AOI coming up and so on. And, man, it just that Phoenix boat handles that heavy water just beautifully.
Absolutely. You know, that's one of the things. I've ran a bunch of different brands of boats, and jumping into this, that I run the 21 PHX, and running big water, running skinny water, this boat performs the best that I could ever ask for, and it's still fast. So if I don't catch them, it's all on me. I can't complain about my equipment.
No, it's not the gear. That's right. It will not be the gear if you don't catch them. That's for sure. All right. Hunter Shryak has been our guest. Hunter, I appreciate you. Good luck for your Ohio State Buckeyes this year. Good luck to you up there at the St. Lawrence at Cayuga. And, of course, still coming back to Fort Gibson and then the AOI. So a lot of work to do here down the stretch. And we appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk to us.
I really appreciate it, Tom. Thank you.
All right, thank you. There you go. Hunter Shryak joining us here on the show. What a great guy and a tremendous fisherman. And I'm telling you, we're going to be looking at him on one of these championship Sundays here pretty soon. I really expect that to happen. All right, we're going to get our final break in. We'll come back and wrap this one up next. I'm Tom Abraham. This is Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Bassmaster Radio, and as we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Visit Bassmaster.com to sign up and play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, where individual elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card, two Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a 2019 Nitro Z18 with a Mercury 175 Pro XS. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members, when they set their team, will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card, which is really another great reason to become a member of BASS. Sign up for Fantasy Fishing at BassmasterFantasy.com. Now, while you're at the site, click on Sweepstakes for your chance to fish with Bassmaster Elite Series Pro Hunter Shryak. The winner gets round-trip airfare, three nights accommodations, a rental car, and a $500 gift card from Field & Stream, plus a prize package that includes a Phoenix 618 Pro XP bass boat with a Mercury 150, plus a Lowrance HDS Live 7 with active imaging 3-in-1 electronics, a power pole $500 gift certificate, plus gear from Abu Garcia, Berkeley, Spiderwire, and much more. Now, Bass is also offering fishing fans a chance to win a new Toyota Tacoma pickup truck in its Ultimate Tacoma Sweepstakes contest. The prize winner winner will receive a 2019 Toyota Tacoma TRD off-road truck with genuine Toyota accessories and other accessories from other manufacturers, all with a total value of over $43,000. That contest runs through September 29th. Find both of these sweepstakes at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. Let's take a look at the upcoming tournament schedule. Next is the BassPro.com Eastern Open at the James River. I'll be fishing that one coming up next week. It is July 25th through the 27th. The BassPro.com Bassmaster Central Open at the Mississippi River is at La Crosse, Wisconsin, August 1st through 3rd, as is the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series Championship presented by Bass Pro Shops. That's at Lake Chickamauga out of Dayton, Tennessee, August 1st through 3rd. The Bassmaster Junior Championship will take place at Carroll County 1,000-acre Recreational Lake in Huntington, Tennessee, August 6th and 7th, and that will be followed by the Mossy Oak Fishing High School Championship presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors at Kentucky Lake, August 8th through 10th. Then the elites are back at it for the Berkeley Bassmaster Elite at the St. Lawrence River, coming up out of Waddington, August 15th through the 18th. And then the next week, it'll be the Site 1 Bassmaster Elite at Cayuga Lake. That is August 22nd. Through 25th. Now, if you're interested in having a front row seat to an elite event, priority registration is now open for the Bassmaster Marshall program. Just visit bassmaster.com/elite for more information. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.